Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Friday, May 26th, in the year of 2017. It's Rick and not Jim. My sidekick and partner in crime is away this weekend, and he's a West Coast guy. He's from San Diego, so he head up to L.A. with his dad, and they're going to be hanging out. He's doing some cool stuff for business, and you're going to have me for the next 30 minutes, and we're just going to go over some current events. I am going to have a special guest caller that's going to be calling in shortly, and I might have another guest caller towards the end of the show, but we'll see how it goes. So just checking in on a Friday. It's a Memorial Day weekend, and I'm on the East Coast. I'm out of New Jersey. And it looks like the weather is going to be a little bit, up and down, a little iffy here and there. Not too hot, not too cold. It'd probably be cooler at the beach if anybody's heading down to the Jersey Shore. And the one thing that sort of been coming up for me is everybody seems to be very, very excited about the 3-day weekend, and I get it, and I'm excited also. It's just that there is, Memorial Day celebrates the armed forces and the people that fought for this country. So just want to make sure that I put that out there. I have a lot of friends, and a majority of my family was in the service. My mother's side, her brothers were in the Navy. So came from a big Navy family. And I have friends who have been in the armed services, Marines, and cousins actually in the Army. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there who served and gives me the opportunity to speak and talk about whatever I want. So I just want to get that out of the way, and I appreciate that, and thank you very much. So the big story this week was the bombing in Manchester, and it just seems like it was it just brings up a lot of stuff again for a lot of different people. I saw the Facebook going crazy, everybody taking sides, everybody positioning. You know, at the end of the day, there was people, who gave who were killed, 22 people, a lot of them young girls. And it's just a shame that, this is the world we live in. I'm not going to really want to dissect it, get into it too deep, but it's just, I hear a lot of people say nowadays, the world is so bizarre now. I can't believe this world. And it's amazing. There's a lot of great things that are going on, with as far as technology, but there's also a lot of really weird shit going on. It seems like, people getting really disconnected and getting caught up in a lot of technology and not really getting to, more or less one-on-one conversations or people conversing and talking a lot. I remember, I'm dating myself, but, if I wanted to go out and meet people or meet with folks, I had to go to, a social place and hang out. I couldn't just swipe right or swipe left or go online or sign up for a website. And it's just very unique nowadays on what goes on with social media and different things like that. So, as far as the bombing goes, it's just, people are taking sides. I'm not sure what the solution is, but I got to think that, there's in this world, there's good and evil. And I'm not sure if you can just combat it with just saying that, that everybody should love everybody. Because in a perfect world of rainbows and unicorns, that would be great. If everybody was, if the Dalai Lama was, there was 6 billion Dalai Lamas, I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be any war or anybody fighting each other. But in reality, there's not. So it's my hope that somehow, some way, with what goes on and how information is shared, that eventually someone will figure it out, and this world will be peaceful, and everybody will come together and stop hurting each other, and we can all just get along. So, just so everybody knows, I'm in Ewing, New Jersey. I will be this weekend. I don't have a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I will be hopefully doing my best to get outdoors, and I'm gonna be honest. I got a hunkering or a craving for a good cheeseburger on the grill, and I haven't had one on a grill. I don't know the last time I had one out either, but just not on a charcoal grill, but like a gas grill, and just have it to where it's, you know, it's a little bit too done on the outside, because some of these grills, when they start to fire up and flare up, you just literally can't, you know, you can't control them. They just get too crispy, but it's okay, because I actually like it like that. And then I like mine with extra cheese. So I'm going to see if I can figure out how to get some kind of grilled hamburger or cheeseburger with extra cheese on some kind of potato or Kaiser roll. And on top of that, I'm going to have some raw onion. So it's going to be a good thing. So that's what my plans are. As I can see right now, our guest has called in. Now I'm going to pick her up in a second. It's funny that, of course, I'm speaking about food when she called in, because it's my mom. My mom is going to be the guest on the show today. And it's funny because our family memories and different things that we've done have been around food and holidays and different things that we like and enjoy. And I know on the show a couple of weeks ago, we did a special on poems and proses, and Jimmy was able to rework a prose that he did for me last year, and I was able to give it to my mom. And it was funny because in one paragraph in the poem, it definitely references all of my favorite foods that my mom has made and makes for me and the family. So it should be interesting. So let me bring her in, introduce her to everybody. So hang on one second. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Mother Dear.
Hello, I'm listening to you talk about your burger, and I know your mouth is watering.
I'm like Pavlov's dog. I talk about food, and my mouth just starts watering.
I know. I said, I'm laughing to myself. I said, oh, my God, he's hungry. And that burger. Go ahead.
So do I. How long have I been doing that? How long have I been how long have I been Pavlov's dog and my mouth watering every time
I
mention food? It's watering again right now.
As long as I can remember, because every time we're having a holiday, you always wanted to know the menu. And I always had to tell you what I was making, and I can hear, because of course she was on the phone all the time, you wanted to know, and I know your mouth is watering because you're always like swallowing, you know. I said, oh my God, he's so hungry. And you were looking forward to always the holidays and the food that we were having. They're mostly all your favorites when I did cook.
It's funny you say that, because I'll let you in on something. I'm not hungry. I'm just an animal. So, you just mentioned food, and, my mouth starts watering. I literally had a business lunch, and I came from we had a great Spanish place in Trenton, and it was phenomenal. It was a lot of food, and my business partner was there. Eddie was there with me, and he didn't finish part of his. So I actually had some of his, too. But even now, still, now I'm talking about cheeseburgers and extra cheese and all this other stuff. So it's funny.
Mouth-watering food. Maybe that's what it is.
So let me ask you. I talked a little earlier just to make sure you're ready for the show. What you got to tell the story today about the Chinese buffet?
Yes, Daddy and I, it's once a week now. We go for Chinese, the buffet. And that's his, he just loves it. It has to be the buffet. And God bless him, he's always trying to eat less carbs. And but he really enjoys it. And he always overeats, of course. So by the time we get home, I guess between the food and he's so relaxed, it's like he glides the car into our into the drive, into front of the house. And it just, he just slows it down. He says, I'm going to sit here for a while. And sure enough, I know, he takes a nap. He can't even make it into the house to get on his chair to take a nap. He did that before, too. And I said, oh, my God, the neighbors are going to be knocking on the door. They're going to think he's dead. But that's his, yeah, he enjoys that. Once a week we have to do that, you know. Ugh. But, yeah, thank God he falls asleep when we're not driving. At least the car stopped.
Exactly. I'm going to predict that this will be a habit on buffet day.
Yes.
That's what, I'm predicting.
Me too. Can't even make it into the house. That's how much he eats. But he's very good. He doesn't have any ice cream. He has Jell-O for dessert.
I always love I love when I see him and he goes to like the Chinese buffet.
Uh-huh.
He eats, you know, himself into basically a food coma, literally, because he's sleeping in front of the house of the car.
Right.
But he makes the healthy choice at the end with the Jell-O squares, which are all just flavored high fructose corn syrup.
It looks very pretty, the plate. It's all wobbly. It's red cubes. So I said, oh, God bless
him.
He goes, I'm not having any ice cream. I says, okay. But yes, but he has, yeah, he does enjoy it. And he only likes the buffet because you can't beat the price, he says.
Yeah.
He can have all he wants. Yeah, God bless him. But I said, the neighbors, can't wait for them to knock on my door saying your husband's in the car. You think there's something wrong with him, he's, you know. They probably think he's passed, he's passed out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I was going to say the, so what are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend we're cat sitting for Chamomile and Esquire. Yes, Kelly and Jim are going to Connecticut, and they're leaving early Saturday and coming back Sunday afternoon. And maybe Saturday is supposed to be the nicest day, so we might be heading down Monmouth Park.
Okay.
To do some races.
Yeah. Just for everybody out there, Kelly and Jim, Kelly's my sister, Kellabell.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim is her husband, my brother-in-law. So that's good. So you'll be up there, a couple times?
Just now that she has the two of them, they're company for one another. So just check on them, like probably around 5-ish on Saturday, and then we'll get up in the morning on Sunday and take a ride up and check their water and food and litter duty. She has the two of them.
Yeah.
So we got to just clean that out. So that's about it, just relaxing. As you know, we started that work in the other room. It's painted and everything, so there's, a few things you want to do around the house, as usual. Your father's out there, about some topsoil. Yes. So it's been raining so much that he hasn't been able to finish what he wanted to do back there.
Yeah. I know you guys are always doing projects, keeping busy.
Oh, would I love to live in an adult community.
How long ago
after
did you 40, want to move to an adult community?
After 40-some years, I'm tired. He doesn't realize how old I am. I kept redoing this. But we like it nice, and I love the flowers. So it's work, but I enjoy them when they're all in bloom.
Tell everybody how long you've been married.
52 years.
Jeez. Oh.
Yes.
That's a good long time.
Yes. And through the years, you don't realize, you know, that you'll be married for 50 years. It just seems like we'll never get, you know, you'll never reach that. And it just seems like we reached 50 and already is 52. Time goes by too fast, too fast. I can't believe your age, Kelly's age. Yes, enjoy every day because it just whizzes by. And what are your plans for the weekend?
I don't have much going on. I'm going to try to get outside as much as possible. Laura, for everybody out there, my wife, and I think I mentioned that, she's got some grading and grad school work to do.
Okay. Yeah,
so
she's always
she's
busy.
She's busy doing that. Yeah, so she's busy doing some stuff. But, you know, we'll probably go out, get something to eat, just relax. I'm excited for just the 3 days because I'm not gonna do any work for 3 days.
That's always good. How's the weather? They said Saturday's going to be the better day, so I wonder what's happening Sunday and Monday now. Is it going to rain again?
Well, I just looked at the radar again for tomorrow because I'm trying to see what's a better day. And tomorrow looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy with showers.
Oh, jeepers. Yes,
so,
I guess
I
we
know.
Just
now
have
Sunday
to play it by ear.
Cooler.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, so time goes by fast. So when I was a kid, right? I'm asking some kid questions, some childhood questions. So how many times was I in trouble with the law where the cops actually came to the house or took me home?
I remember once.
Okay.
Once right. When you told me you were over Louis Gallo's house sleeping overnight. And apparently you and Louis were over by Food Town when it was in Port Monmouth there, and you were lighting matches.
Well, it was John Dini, too.
John Dini, too, of course. Yeah, the gang, yes. Yeah, you were lighting.
Of course.
I mean, I said, you never a dull moment. Yes, that was, I can't remember any other.
That was good. I'm glad you forgot those.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh,
what about
now
the time that they came to the house and they said that I stole a car or I was involved with a robbery because they got the license plate wrong?
Oh, that's, you were older, you were working, but it was a detective that came to our door. And that
almost took Daddy away.
That's right. Do you believe that? That's when you worked in Clifton.
Yeah, and then the other time
was
I don't know
there.
If the cops came, but when we rolled in Tom's Jeep on Tom's truck on the beach.
Oh no, you knocked on the the cops. Thank God they weren't here. No, you came to the house. Oh my God, I heard the truck. Like with the flat tires, you guys just drove that from the beach to our house, that truck, remember?
I know. I drove it.
And Tom's mother, first time I met her, I guess Tom must have called her. But no police were here. Boy, you really didn't break the law. I mean, you broke the car. You broke our hearts, but you didn't break the law, thank God.
I don't think we broke your heart. It wasn't like you did anything, Rick. You know, that terrible.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, and then we found out what you did. I mean, my God, you just could have drowned or turned over the car. What actually happened to the car? And did it roll over or? What actually happened?
We were just going back and forth too much, and then what happened was it just caught the one wheel, and there was two guys in the back.
Uh-huh.
One got thrown and nothing happened, and the other guy got, I don't know if the bed landed on his back or if it threw him and hit his back, but he had his whole lower back was all bruised, but he didn't break
it.
He didn't, you know, put it this way. Everybody walked out, no problem.
Yeah, I remember that the thumb of the car coming, the truck coming up the street. Oh my God! I think Tom's mother had like a bathrobe on or something too. I remember it was white. Oh my God! Oh my goodness! I'm glad those teenage years were over. Oh, they were just so I feel sorry for any parent that right now is going through those years. It does get better. during you pray a lot. You go to bed every night and pray. You just pray. That's what I did.
That's good. What about
and let God take over.
My, Yeah. What about my school career? How was I in school?
At home, you were so good. You're really very obedient son. You were very no problem at home at all. And then you went to school, and I guess that's where you let go was in the classroom. So one year, I think you're in the second grade, and I just you come home, and you know, Ricky, you have homework, and you just tell me no, we didn't have any homework, until I went to see the teacher, and she told me that you were not doing your homework. So remember Miss Davis?
Yeah.
She was your best teacher ever. She was really a great teacher. Yeah. So that was like first and second grade. We moved when you were 10 years old. They always said that's the worst time to move a son was when they're 10. And I really believe that, because from going to a Catholic school, private school, then going into a public school, I think it was a big adjustment. Plus, they were all a year older than you, because you started younger in Jersey. You went to school when you were 4 in Jersey City. I think that had a lot to do with it. But it seemed like when you were in the seventh and eighth grade, you seemed to turn around. You lost all your baby fat. And you had a nice group of friends. You really did. You always had nice friends and girlfriends too. And
Hold on, don't glaze over the baby fat, because I remember they used to have. I don't know. I'm dating myself now. So people who remember like Sears and Roebuck, we used to go get clothes there, because you know we're on a budget, so we always had could go to take care of that. But I remember it was always, you always used to tell me to go pick out stuff in the Husky area.
Yeah,
so
you were Husky.
So that's what they used to call them. Remember? Huskies.
You were Husky.
It's funny.
Oh.
I was Husky. I was chubby. I was fat. I was portly. So it was funny, but like what happened to Husky? Like, when did Husky stop? Because you don't hear Husky anymore. And there's a lot of,
I guess it's too offensive. I guess it's too offensive. So I guess it's just I don't know what happened, because then when as you got older, then the men's sizes, which was good, because you were then the length, because you weren't tall, so you always had to get the husk because they were short, and then we used to have to hem them all the time. I couldn't wait till you were able to get a length. It was so much easier. Remember J&M Apparel we used to go to? They used to have your size.
That's so
up
funny.
Up in Airport Plaza,
and was,
yes.
And then it was funny, because then when I got in high school, when I got older, it was that then I thinned out, and then I grew, I got taller. And then it was funny, too, because then I couldn't find suits, because they didn't have the athletic cut suits.
Yeah.
Even nowadays, I can't get it. I can't buy a suit off the shelf. I got a guy who's trying to fit me.
Is that right?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I went
back to my local guy, Herman, who does all my alterations and fixes jeans and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I need another suit.
Uh-huh.
And he got me another suit, but it's too tight up top. And he said that to go up to the bigger size, which was a 42, that he would have to recut the whole pants. It just wouldn't be worth it. So I still have my good gray suit that he sold me, but it's a little tight. So then I went to high school. Just to let everybody know, I told you this. I never wasted your money. I never cut one class.
School. You love school. You love the social part of it. How many times did you go to the prom? How many proms did you go
Jesus.
To?
I went to my junior, my senior. And someone's then when I was a senior, I went to some girl's junior.
Right.
Then when I graduated, I went to 2 senior proms.
Yes, I remember.
I think it was
all
like
your
4.
Tuxedos. Yeah, we have a lot of the pictures here.
Oh my God, those
a lot of prom
lousy
pictures.
Tuxedos and those terrible shoes.
Oh,
poor
you look
back
handsome.
Then. They were so, and because they didn't have a lot of variety, and it was just like they just looked terrible, you know, because it was like they had like, you know, it was either you got black or you got white. I remember the
one year you had a gray. Wasn't it a gray? Remember you and John used to wear you had the silk scarves.
We had the silk scarves. I think one time I got a cane.
Yes, you did.
I think I got a cane one time.
Yes, you did.
And then I'd always borrow. We'd always have to have like a nice car for it.
Yes.
You know. So yes. I think it was either limousines or I remember one time I borrowed. I was working for the Bagel Connection in Red Bank, which is long
right.
gone.
Right. Yes.
And the one kid who worked there, he lent me his car for the night because it was,
uh-huh.
it was, you know.
Yes.
He had a nice. It was a nice. It was actually a gorgeous Trans Am.
And back then, I don't think you just go down the shore after the proms. Was that like an all night thing? I don't know if that was.
You know what?
If you ever did.
Not
that.
Us.
No, I didn't think so.
Didn't.
No, I remember that.
I think I actually came home.
Yes.
I don't think it was early,
now,
but I definitely
yeah.
came home.
I think now they get hotel rooms and everything after the, yeah. I think it's different now, everyone. But you always got a limousine, too. I think you had limousines. You would order them. One year you went with your sister.
Yeah,
Louis,
we went
didn't,
to. I didn't go with my sister.
I mean, you double dated.
we double dated, and we took we drove. We didn't take
uh-huh.
a limo or anything.
No. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember Kelly's dress.
That was fun.
She borrowed a dress because she was practical back then, and she said, "Ma, she said, don't waste your money." So instead of buying her, she borrowed a gown, and instead of with the money that we would have spent, she bought regular clothes. She was thrilled.
Yes.
I never forget that. Yes. Because she never really liked to dress like, you know, really, really dress up like that.
Yeah.
She was more
simple. She never did.
Yeah.
Even when she was a baby.
Yes. Yes, she didn't like dresses. Yes, couldn't dress her up even when she was 3. She gave me a hard time.
Yeah.
But now it's different. Now she's different. Yes, yes.
Look at her now.
Yes. How she's changed too, right?
Absolutely.
She says, she texted your father. She said, tell Mom to pretend that she's just having a conversation with Ricky. And not that she's on the radio.
And look at what we're doing. How is this? We
I'm
could do
telling
this every,
you.
We can do this every week for a half hour. I call you twice a week, usually twice a week, right?
I do because I don't have my phone. I don't text. And I always say I want to hear your voice. And that's true.
So bugs
me. I do. I want to hear your voice, and I'm 6 feet under. I won't hear you anymore. And then you're going to say, gee, I'm glad I talked to my mom a lot and didn't always text her.
I'll let you know right now. This conversation will be out there for as long as the earth is around. I don't know. It's going to be on the internet forever. It's going to be archived somewhere. So
you always get me out of my comfort zone. There's something about you. I just laugh. I just said, oh, my God, he's getting me out of my comfort zone. But we always do have good conversations, but I don't know if it's an interesting conversation for other people.
Yeah, well,
since
I started the men's work 13 years ago, you know,
that's
we have more.
13 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
13 years. It'll be 14 this October. So, and everybody out there, just so you know, the Mentor, Discover, Inspire, that's what I'm speaking about. So, it's been, so that's where we go a little bit deeper. That's where we go a little bit more substance.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's great. They're great. But nice bunch of guys, everyone that I met. Couldn't find a bunch, you know, and nicer guys. They're very nice. They are very good men. And I'm glad you're associated with them. Yes.
We have 30 seconds left. So in 15 seconds, tell me what you're making for dinner.
I'm making nothing. We ate. We had Chinese buffet. That's one good thing about it. I don't have to make supper now. So
well,
I
what's in the house
it.
That Dad – give us what Dad's going to have later on for his sweet tooth.
Later on, he has, I made those chicken sausages he'll pick on. He's not so much sweet. He ate the ice cream yesterday. Oh, I have cherries in here.
Yeah.
There's potato salad. Of course, he has, we bought ham, and there's bologna. So I'm sure he's going to, you know, he'll have something like that.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Anyway,
yeah.
So listen, we have a hard stop. So I want to thank you, Mommy, for being on the
you.
Show.
Thanks for making
you
feel
I
comfortable.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
I can't believe
you had a good
I was on the radio. I can't wait to tell my family. I was on
I'll
the
share
radio.
It on, they can listen to it. I'll share it with them.
That's so cute.
All right, Ma. Listen, you have a great weekend, and I'll catch up with you early
you
next
too.
Week.
Okay.
All righty.
Take care.
Hi,
tell Laura I said hello.
Care.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I will.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.